So we're just going to relax and breathe. Breathing slowly and deeply into our heart space. If it feels good, you can put your hand on your heart. And just allow yourself to breathe slowly and deeply, which reminds your body that you're safe, that all is well, and this is a really good time to relax. To remember that well-being abounds, that we are ever connected to Source, that life is good. And just finding that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity. We become a little more quiet, a little more at ease, a little more present and mindful, if it feels good. And giving ourselves permission to space out into the ethers, if that feels better. Knowing that we are each a choice of our focus in every moment. And knowing that whatever you choose, if it feels best to you, it is best. And so I am going to share a piece of the Abraham Workshop from yesterday, 11/13/21, that I transcribed this morning. And the questioner said, "Abraham, I love the idea that movement toward our vortex progresses in ways that are indistinguishable to our human senses." But you can, that is so helpful, the questioner said. And Abraham said, "We talked about that the last few broadcasts, that while you are trending, that beneath the surface of the soil, so to speak, if you're talking about a plant in the process of becoming, there are things happening that you can't discern with your physical senses, but you can discern them with your emotional senses by the way you feel." And so when Abraham talks about trending, they are talking about our momentum and whether the vibration of our momentum is taking us up or down the emotional scale, because our focus is going to take us whichever way we're focused on. It's simply a matter of law of attraction and action. When we focus in a certain way, we get more of that. So that's what they're calling trending now. Trending includes both awareness of the momentum and awareness of the direction that the momentum is taking us. And the questioner went on yesterday, "I wonder if you could give us a rampage about the wonders of our bodies, about their connectedness to Source, about their ability to be vibrationally well, about the possibility of contemplating complete physical well-being becoming our now reality. I love knowing that my body is moving toward luxurious thriving in ways too minute for me to perceive, but tremendously beneficial to my physical self." Abraham said, "We think you did a pretty good job of a rampage right there with your beautiful words, but we'll give this a go here just for the fun of it. A rampage about the wonders of our body and their connectedness to Source. I like knowing that I am a vibrational being. I like knowing that I am consciousness first and foremost, and that everything about me has sprung forth from that. I like knowing that the heart of me is consciousness, and that the heart of me is inextricably, unalteringly, never-endedly connected or tied to a stream of consciousness or source energy that is pure, that is resistance-free, that is love and well-being. Knowing that thrills me. Sometimes I like to think about the consciousness, not just of me and my mind and my words and my intentions and my desires and beliefs. I like to think about the consciousness of my cells, who are intelligence, who are connected to non-physical intelligence. I like thinking about this interconnectivity, this web of thoughts and vibrations and cells. I like to think about that thought. Think about the idea that thought turning to a thing is called a cell. And I like thinking about that thing called a cell being connected vibrationally to source energy. And I like thinking about my thoughts and subsequent emotions being the indicator that lets me know how open the pathway of communication is being allowed by me for the benefit of my cells. I like knowing that this desire for an ability to communicate between my cells and my inner being is really strong and never ending. That the desire to communicate between my cells and my inner being and between my inner being and my cells is constant. I love knowing this indiscernible, indistinguishable business that is going on between Source and the most of me, the trillions of cells that is me, is that of well-being. I love knowing that that is going on. And that makes me want to, all day, every day, just want to stay out of the way and be no cause for any interruption in that communication. Because I know my inner being and my cells, my source energy, they've got well-being going on. I like being in on it. I don't have to control it. It just is. And I know for sure that when I no longer do that thing I do that makes me feel bad, that I'll be out of the way. Moment by moment when I feel great, I am out of the way. I like knowing that I know how to feel better. I'm on this. I'm on it. So this rampage was so great for so many reasons. They started out talking about remembering that we are a vibrational being and that consciousness is first and foremost. So when we begin to think about the I am, we know the phrase, I am that I am. But I like it as I am that I am, where that is what I know about Source. Source is love and light and peace and grace and power and energy and health and oneness and clarity, creativity, joy. All of these beautiful things. And I am that. I am. We are each that. We are each the love and light and peace and grace and power and abundance and clarity and health. We are that. We are. And to think about ourselves as consciousness, we free our thought from this local physical perspective and connect with that part of us that is broader, deeper, infinite, and eternal. That interconnectivity with Source is the essence of who we are. And yet, most of us didn't always know that. I didn't know that until I was like 38 years old. It took me a long time to get around to realizing that I'm not eternal someday, I'm eternal now. I am not physical as opposed to non-physical. I am both physical and non-physical. I am both finite and eternal. I know that the truth of my being, that the truth of our being, each of us, is that divine source energy that expresses everywhere and always, and expresses right here and now as us. We are that. What a gift it is to know that we are that. We are. That is the truth of who we are. And to focus on the truth, to allow ourselves dwell in this knowing that there is so much more than we were once led to believe. I'm so grateful to Abraham for reminding me, particularly now every week, that we are that lovely divine life. We are connected to our inner being. We are connected to Source. There is nowhere we can go where that is not true. So life is a blessing, and we are vibrational beings. So we put out a vibration based on our thoughts, guided by our feelings. But if we don't pay attention to our feelings, our thoughts may be significantly different than the thoughts of our inner being. When we're in alignment with Source, with our inner being, our thoughts feel good. When we're seeing what's happening as our inner being is seeing, we feel great. That's alignment. That's allowing. And that's evidence that well-being that abounds always is now able to flow to us. Just feeling good is that indicator. And when we feel negative emotion, whether it's shame or guilt or anger or rage or revenge or worry or doubt or pessimism, the entire bottom half of the emotional scale, that means that we are not seeing what we're thinking about the way our inner being is thinking about it. We are limited in our thinking because our inner being's thinking about us and everything we encounter is incredibly expansive. It's ever open to greater possibility, more beauty, more power, more love. And if we're feeling negative emotion, we are in resistance to accepting that good. Why would we want to do that? Well, contrast causes that sometimes. We have a knee-jerk reaction to something that happens because it reminds us of something that happened before. And we get a little caught up in that negative cycle. But Abraham keeps emphasizing that if we get more sensitive to our negative emotion, we can stop it in the early subtle stages. We can shift it. And it is a beautiful thing to interrupt a negative cycle and remember that we have the power to take ourselves to a slightly better feeling thought. Maybe we can't go to joy in a moment, but we can think something better. And this rampage on our physical bodies and our cells and the interconnectivity of our cells with non-physical is just an example of how good feeling thoughts can be amplified and expanded. Because when we begin to think over 17 seconds on any thought, another thought like it joins us. And our capacity to be the rampager increases. So it was so cool that the questioner started with a rampage. She said, I want a rampage about the wonders of our bodies, about their connectiveness to source, about their ability to be vibrantly well, and the possibility of complete physical well-being becoming our now reality. I love knowing that my body is moving toward luxurious thriving in ways too minute for me to perceive, but tremendously beneficial to my physical self. And so let's focus on this well-being that is tremendously beneficial to our physical selves. Focusing on the connection between our physical body and our inner being. Our physical body then and the non-physical love. Our physical body and the non-physical wisdom and guidance and intelligence and peace and grace and health and wholeness. When we pull on a thread of any of these qualities of non-physical, the others begin to flow to our minds, to our hearts, to our bodies. So let's focus on these beautiful cells within us and take a moment to just focus in our heart space and think about loving our bodies. Loving being alive. Loving having awakened today. My mother always said, like a giant refreshed. This is a new day and I am new in this day. I am ready for something wonderful in this day. And as we think about these bodies and all the value they bring to us, they make it possible for us to be here. Yay! What a good thing it is to have a body on the planet and to love our bodies, to love being alive, to love having mobility, to love having a sense of self, to love having senses and sensual experiences of seeing beauty, of tasting delicious food, of smelling gorgeous fragrances, of touching beautiful textures, of hearing the voice of a loved one or the sound of beautiful music or the songs of birds. The sensuality of life is so wonderful. And this body allows us to have that sensual experience of life. The cells of our body create that possibility. The connectivity of our body, of our brain, and all of these sense organs and all of the cells that make up these organs allow that connectivity, allow that awareness, and the beauty of what's happening just shoots into our brain and creates endorphins and other gorgeous chemicals of joy so that we can bask in the bliss of being alive. Our cells are so connected to source, and the healing, loving energy of our inner being is in every organ, cell, and system of our body. And I know that when I focus there, I can feel that energy pulsing in my hands. I can feel it whispering in my immune system. I can feel it singing songs of joyful exploration in my veins and arteries and capillaries. Our bodies are designed for joy. And as we allow ourselves to celebrate life, we create a space of joy that enhances the harmony that our bodies are experiencing. We can feel more and more connected, more and more aligned, and as we do, we are allowing more and more of the endless stream of loving connection from our inner being to flow to and through and as our bodies and heal and balance and grow and delight in all of these amazing cells that do wondrous work for us in so many different ways. These fabulous cells, the cells of our respiratory system, are so different than the cells of our heart and the cells of our brain and the cells of our mucous membranes, inner cheek. It's among the most powerfully, quickly healing part of the body. That beauty of all of these cells having so many amazing different functions, and yet each one knowing their job, each one connected to source, and feeling so powerfully the love and the clarity and the intelligence and the creativity of our inner being flowing through them so that they do their work with grace and they keep us healthy and they heal us when we're sick or injured. Our cells are miracles, every one of them, each one, trillions of them. What an extraordinary awareness it is to know that our inner beings and our cells are taking care of well-being. Abraham said yesterday, I like being in on it. I don't have to control it. It just is. And I know for sure that when I no longer do that thing I do that makes me feel bad, I'll be out of the way. Moment by moment when I feel great, I'm out of the way. I like knowing that I know how to feel better. I'm on this. So as we are on it, we are appreciating our bodies. We are appreciating ourselves. We are appreciating our lives. And we are able to do positive aspects of anything we turn our attention to. Abraham's been talking a lot recently about turning our attention to the positive aspects of the people in our lives. But we can turn our attention to the positive aspects of our bodies, to love our bodies, to love the ability to have an opposable thumb that grasps and can use tools, to have a voice that sings. I heard Chet sing recently. It was a real treat. The opportunity to love our bodies, to love the things about our bodies that are working well. 99.9% of what's going on in our bodies is almost always perfect. We tend to focus on the 0.1 that's going wrong today, but most things are going beautifully. And so as we consciously choose to focus on the positive aspects of our bodies, the positive aspects of things that are working for us unconsciously, you know, my spleen is doing a heck of a job and I don't even know what it does, but it's doing it well and I'm doing fine. Our livers are working, our kidneys are working, our bodies are doing great. And the opportunity to love our bodies by appreciating all of the amazing things. I just think about how our skin keeps all the other stuff inside, stuffed into that body. It's such a good thing. You know, we wouldn't want to be hanging out. We are so perfectly, beautifully, incredibly designed that these bodies are magical. We take them for granted a lot of the time, but we don't need to. We can just bask in the beauty of who we are, in the wonder of who we are, in the magic of these amazing bodies that allow us to experience life, to love life, to be alive, and be present for all of the adventures. It is so good. So we're running to the end of this meditation, and I just am so grateful to Abraham for inspiring me yesterday with this series of thoughts. And so I invite you to just stretch a little bit, stretch your back or your neck or your arms or whatever feels good to stretch. And when you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes and see the wonderful faces of friends and smile, because it feels good to smile. I give thanks for this, and I am grateful, and so it is.